Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Katie St. Ange episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the differences between beta males versus simps. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. There's room.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Katie St. Ange. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that a bit much at the beginning?
No, that was lovely.
Did you like the green light?
I thought the green light was a nice touch.
It was a bit weird, huh?
I think it had a certain vibe to it. I think
how
it
would
was
you describe
nice.
What adjective would you think of? The first thing that comes to mind.
Like spooky alien.
Yes. That's fine. I discovered you obviously through social media, mm-hmm. but specifically through Shirdley's video, which really kind of caught my attention. I love that video. I've watched it several times, and because of the subject matter, right? Because there's a lot of terminology that you know older people might not be
Twitch
aware
speak.
Of.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. You mentioned beta, alpha, incel, cringe pill. That's
cringe
a new one. I didn't know what's that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's so a lot of these. I'm not sure what they mean. Cringe pilled is just, this is, it's just like cringe with a little extra flair.
Do you have examples of cringe behavior on social media?
Oh, geez. I mean, there's so many, probably like TikTok thirst traps are the first thing that comes into my mind.
TikTok thirst traps. What is that?
So it's when someone on TikTok will usually like when a guy does it, he'll be like shirtless and he'll just be like
gross
lip syncing some song. And
ew.
Yeah, it's cringe pilled, really. He'll be like,
that is cringe.
Like,
is it like
grinding,
they're trying too hard?
Trying too hard, and just it's overall weird and hard to watch.
Yeah. Why? What are the reasons why they do that? For attention?
For attention, yeah.
Aren't there other ways of getting attention?
That's the thing, is I don't think they know that. But
well, that's half the battle, if you know. But they're unaware that they're even doing that.
Yeah, I think
in their minds, they're like, this is the next thing. 2 million views, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's like pretty much just what they got going for them, is that they have abs. So that's how they get their attention.
What are the benefits of abs and showing your abs online? Is it for dating or to impress?
I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you, but...
Because there ain't, like... That's just all the cookie dough.
Because I don't think it's for dating. TikTok is like a kids app. So
dude, why would a man be showing their abs to kids?
That's,
hello?
Yeah. See, there's the cringe part
that's
again.
The cringe part.
That's the cringe part. That's a little more than cringe. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a concerned patron or fan or just viewer, can you text that person to let them know, hey, man, this is not a good idea you're doing.
Oh, I think a lot of people will say, hey, this is weird. Stop doing this. But
can you do it through an emoji? Maybe.
Yeah, probably that one.
Is that too harsh?
This one or like...
Or like the puke one?
That, yeah, that's a go-to, so the puke one.
And then thumbs down.
And like angry face.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you, I don't have TikTok. Can you message on there?
You can message, but like I don't really read my TikTok messages, so.
Why not?
Well, there's just like the people that I don't follow. I don't really read those. There's kind of a lot to go through.
How many? Do be honest. How many on your in your inbox? Inbox.
I
hundreds.
Probably. I read all my Instagram DM requests.
Good for you. I know. That's what's up. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but not on TikTok.
Not on TikTok. That's just too much. Too many platforms to sift through.
Now, what's the purpose? I mean, I'm so out of the loop with TikTok. What is the purpose? Is it 10-second video? Why is everyone dancing and stuff?
I don't know what the deal is with dancing. I don't know why that's the one thing that really popped off on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't explain why that is, but it's...
But it took over.
Yeah.
Synchronized, choreographed shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the people who have like 100 million
why?
Followers.
Why? What is the... Appeal. I'm trying to figure out what's the appeal in that.
I really have no idea. I think
can't you do that
just,
on YouTube?
You can do that on YouTube. I don't think it would
channel?
Do nearly
you
know, as well on
why?
YouTube.
Oh, it's the format.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
So that's telling me we're in a world where your attention span is getting less and less and less.
Yes.
So in the future, it's going to be half 1 second videos like,
yeah.
Next, you know?
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Next. We're in a weird world right now, huh?
It
as far
is
as this content and corona and all this
crazy world.
Yeah. You got vaccinated today as well?
I did.
Yeah, I go tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everywhere. You could go to Ralph's grocery store.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Are you getting your first or second?
First.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been really safe. I mean, ask him. I'm a hermit. I don't
Oh,
don't,
me too.
I'm a hermit.
This is my first time.
I prefer to be alone.
House, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I don't know you that well, but I watch your Instagram. I take it you're similar to.
Oh, I love my room so much.
I could tell.
I haven't left my room in a while. So, yeah.
Have
I've
you always been like that?
I have always been like that. All
right,
that.
Let's go through your history. Where are you originally from? Like,
I'm from like around Detroit. So,
Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from a place called Bloomfield Hills, but people just know what Detroit is.
Oh, I've been to Detroit.
Yeah.
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 Where I was, there was a lot of like abandoned houses and it just looked like gray and I kind of liked it though. It was like, well, it's kind of like
some are really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were born and raised there?
Yeah.
High school, junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
When did you decide, what motivated you to move up to Los Angeles?
I came out here originally for sober living, and then I just...
Well, like, you're sober?
I'm... So I'm clean, but not sober.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't call myself sober.
Right.
I just say, like, I went to rehab a few times.
Yeah.
Now I'm fine.
So, but, okay, it was for, like, alcohol?
It was for heroin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We've had a shout out to Alice McMunn. She was actually, she's been on here several times, and she was in a HBO documentary in it about heroin usage. So,
yeah.
She's the same kind of story.
Where, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you initially came out for that. And then when did you decide to do, like, how'd you meet Churdley's and start doing content and all this?
Oh, I met Churdley's because I matched with one of his friends on Tinder. So that's how that all started.
Don't even bring up Tinder. Lord,
it's a mess.
Let me tell you
something.
I'm gonna say this before someone tries to extort me. But it's all bots, scammers, people from Peru or Russia, It's nothing. There's not even real people.
Yeah.
I've already been almost extorted the last 2 days.
Oh my God.
Where I met like a 25-year-old, and then on Instagram, she's hitting me up. A one from Ukraine. Hey, they're flirting with me, and then my mistake is I went over to Instagram. She found my. She was looking at my shit.
Are they like people or like bots? Yeah, like, are they responsive? Looked like, that's the thing.
They look like real profiles, mm-hmm. on both on Tinder and Instagram.
Yeah.
And so the other night she was like, yeah, we'll meet up. And like she had a DJ, you know, I say, hey, so what kind of music you do? You know, small talk. Then she goes, hey, can I ask you something? I go, yeah. She goes, I need help. I go, what kind of help? Well, I need money. My grandfather's about to move here. She was trying to get money.
Oh my God.
And then she even said, but I will possibly meet after. that's
maybe I'll see you if you send me money.
Sus or what? Is that sus? That's crazy.
It's just $200 for the possibility of meeting me.
That's
pretty good deal.
That's a simp would give him $1,000.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what a simp behavior is.
Yes.
Here you go. Here's my Beta whole cup life.
Power simp.
Exactly. Second story. And I don't want to talk too much about Tinder because I already deleted my account. Same thing. I matched up with an attractive female. She hit me up on Instagram. But then I had a simultaneous from a different account, and it had a missing person's from like, but her like looking younger, but a missing person's like passport. Hey, can you talk about this on your platform? And I was like, this is yeah.
What?
Yeah, missing person from Germany, but it's the same girl. The real profile that hit me previous, this was a whole different account, like a third party that kind of intervened, like somehow intervened.
Oh, so
they had different accounts trying to like extort me or something.
What?
Yeah.
This is, first of all, insane. Second of all, I don't even understand.
I'm still trying to work it out, but yeah. I knew, you go with your gut feeling like, okay, there's something really shady about this.
Yeah.
And they want something.
It was the missing person hitting you up on Tinder?
No. I met the girl on Tinder, and then we linked up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The girl who I thought I linked up was like doing small talk, but during that moment I noticed I had a message in my DM, but then that person, a third party, was referring to the Tinder match that I was talking to on Instagram, saying, hey, blah blah blah, I'm friends with this person that somehow they knew I was talking to, and she's missing from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you get it?
Yeah. I follow
you with me? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot to put on you, you know?
Would you say so or what?
Yeah. Oh my God.
And this is an app where you're just, I'm going to get a coffee date.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You would have deleted. I mean, I just went delete.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. I'm not no getting more. Sucked into all that.
Yeah.
No. That's now, have you messy. Had
weird situations like DMs or, I'm just interested from a female's point of view, like what y'all have to deal with
all the time. Yes.
Like, give me a couple. Give me an example.
There was one time, one of my favorite DMs was somebody sent me a picture of a cum jar that they have.
Wait. Say that again.
They sent me a message. They said, oh, I have a cum jar, and then sent me a picture of their cum jar.
I didn't even know that was a possibility in life. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. a cum jar is like a ordinary jar filled with sperm.
Yep.
What's I don't even know. My mind went blank. But what's the reasoning behind cum jar?
I think I make a lot of cum jokes.
I noticed that. Yeah. I noticed that. But that's your joke. You can tell they're jokes. You're having fun.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
Again, you have to kind of read the joke.
Yeah.
The tone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Cum jar.
Yeah. Just I want to put that in my audio boom description.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That was a good one. There was another one that I posted this to like Instagram and TikTok, but this one was another good one. It was, are you a pedophile? I'm 15.
That was right. Inappropriate again.
Yeah.
Okay. That was from left field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just their opening.
This was their
statement.
Yeah. Them sliding into my DMs. Yeah.
Is it like sincere guys that are like, really like attracted to you that just want a chance for a date or something?
There are, yeah.
And how do you respond to those fellows?
I don't really respond to most people. Sometimes people will like I'll respond like when people ask me for advice or if they say something that's really funny, then I'll respond.
Yeah.
But I mostly just don't respond.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back, take it to the betas and the simps.
Yes.
How would they respond when you kind of basically ghost them like that? Is that what the word is, ghosting them?
Well, since I never really, I guess just ignore them if I never really talk to them in the first place.
So a beta or a simp won't get upset, but an incel might?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So my next question is, what's the difference between an incel, a beta, and a simp?
Incel is kind of like a violent simp.
Explain. Elaborate.
Incel is like a hateful simp. Like, simp, you know, they're kind of like obsessed with women, and incels are obsessed with women in the way that they hate women because they, like, want women so much.
That they hate the whole world and how it works and operates, and this is the way the world is operated. And
yeah.
The way things are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about then where does the beta fall into that whole equation?
Beta is just kind of like it's just kind of like a what's the word? Is it prefix? Is that
okay? Yeah.
It's like a prefix, like you're not as good, you know? Like
you're
this thing, but you're not as good at being this thing.
So my next question, I know this is a lot to take in, folks. What are the differences between an alpha and a beta? What makes an alpha and a beta a beta?
I think it's the confidence. Alpha's got the confidence. Alpha's like the leader of the pack, you know?
Can an alpha be rich and still be a simp or a beta?
I think so. I don't know if any of this will hit you, but I was having a discussion with someone whether there can be like an alpha virgin or a beta Chad. And
okay, yep. Hold on. Yeah. You might be losing
people.
We're going
to have to break it down.
So, folks, a Chad in the MGTOW movement and the incel movement, they refer to Chad. It's just a name, but it represents like your ideal alpha male, and then they have like a picture of him. He's got cool blonde hair,
yeah,
wearing it like he's got muscles, he's 6'5",
yeah,
he looks like Brad Pitt wearing sunglasses. And then the virgin, I forgot, Stacy
yeah,
is the female version of Chad.
Yes.
I hope y'all are still with us.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit confusing, but I'm trying to, it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's a whole other world.
Who's the most dangerous? Who has the potential to cause more destruction? An incel, beta, or simp?
Incel, for sure.
Why? Because they're angry.
They're angry. They have like hate in their heart. They're like mad at the world because girls don't like them.
Like, I don't know if I kind of empathize. I empathize in the fact that I understand what it's to how it feels to be lonely. Or
yeah, whatever, it's the way that they like respond to rejection, you know?
It's almost entitlement, like, I'm a male, therefore I deserve this, this, and this.
Yeah.
But what they're not realizing is you have to work on improving yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you might not get to the Chad slash alpha level, but you could be like an alpha slash beta.
You could totally be, you could be a beta. I like to think there's some form of Chad inside all of us. We, you know.
Yeah. So you think that even a beta could deep down be a alpha?
Yes. I think a beta could unlock the alpha
That's
door.
A mind shift, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's like,
it's just a mind shift. Like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to do this, this gym, work on my career, do this internship, go to this school, go to art school, do this thing. And then you could literally go.
Yep. That's right? It's just a change of perspective, change a lifestyle. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you agree that betas and simps give, is it attention that they're giving out freely as well? Because I know a lot of it is like, I like, oh, good, liking all your pictures and you're the best girl, you go, like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they just stop that behavior, don't you think it could improve for them?
I don't necessarily have a problem with simps too much, unless if they're polite, that's great. But like sometimes they get like overly horny, and that's when it starts to become an issue.
So when they do that, get horny. But they're nice too. Wait, I'm trying to figure this out.
No, they're,
because everyone, you know, we're all humans. We're all gonna feel it. But what's
like
their approach?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, but what's their approach then?
That's like just regular.
Wait, so there's different levels of horny?
I mean, are you? So you're talking about like horny simps, not just like
yeah,
regular.
Horny simps.
Horny simps will
I know this is a lot. I know this is.
Horny simps will often, you know, like ask me for feet pics and.
Wait, let's rewind that. What did you say?
They'll.
For your feet?
For feet pics. Yeah.
Now, why would they do something like that?
Yeah, foot fetish. You got that. There's.
That's. Okay, I'll just let that breeze by. I'm not going to question. I could spend the whole day.
I could not get into the mechanics of foot fetishes. That's so beyond me.
The only thing that'd be weirder than that is send me a picture of your armpit.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, they would love that too.
Or your earlobe.
Yeah. See, like, once you get into, like, asking for pictures of any body part, really.
Other than the sexual parts. Right? Because let's not, like, that would be more like, oh, they're asking for, like, a nudie or something.
That's more normal. I don't love it, you know?
Who does?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
So how do, jeez. Okay, so how do you deal with that situation when someone asks for a foot picture?
I usually just don't respond. I just ignore it. If it's like they're asking for a foot pic, I'll just ignore it. But if it gets like too, like, I'm not gonna go into like details, but if it gets like too specific or too like
an eyelash or I don't know, I'm just trying to,
if like in like a weird sexual way it gets like too much, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I'll just block them.
Yeah. So there's people out there that will ask for pictures other than your
get probably about at least 3 people a day asking for feet pics.
What?
Yeah, it's a big, there's a big market.
Do you have like magical feet? Like what's going on?
I got regular, I got regular feet.
What's going on down there? Like
nothing special.
Nothing, just normal feet.
Normal feet.
Is it maybe because of the, do you do your nails down? Like,
no.
They just want to see your feet.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Oh, it's a huge thing.
Is there a terminology for that? Foot fetish?
Just foot fetish. Yeah, feet guys.
What's the most, what's weirder than that? Like elbow pick? Or just your nose?
I'd say that, probably something like ear would be weirder than that.
It would?
But something that exists, are you asking me? Or like
maybe like teeth plaque.
Teeth plaque.
Like, let me see that the inside of your teeth. That is weirder. Like the cracks of your teeth. I need to see the plaque.
Yeah.
That'd be the weirdest.
Yeah.
Or booger?
Booger, yeah.
Butt crust? That would be weird.
That would be weird. That makes more sense than teeth plaque, though, in a way.
I think those are all, like, maybe in the same realm.
Okay.
Because you're dealing with the part, but then the part...
Yeah.
That's working on that part, you know?
Yeah. Right? You don't care about the butt, you just want the crust.
You know, you have your anus. I would be like, okay, a guy asked for a picture of your butt or your butthole.
Yeah.
But if they bring it to the level of butt crust,
yeah,
they're crossing a line.
That's definitely, I draw the line at crust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, well, I'm just talking about like straight men for the most part. They don't really know, or they really don't have a clue of what like females deal with on a day-to-day basis, huh?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we try to tell them a lot, but yeah, I think they don't really know. Yeah,
they don't really know.
Yeah.
So like, so the best thing is block or ignore.
Block or ignore, yeah. If it's like, yeah, if it gets excessive after I'm ignoring it, I'll block them. Like block is my go-to. I don't respond to those people. Yeah.
Now, is there any kind of scenario or situation where... they drive by your house. And then they go honk honk, and then or I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with like, you know, or they leave a pin, you know, like, hey, I know where you live, or something crazy.
Oh my god.
Because that would scare me.
That's never happened. I've had people warn me that might happen because I kept being snarky to the haters.
So what was their threat? Drive by?
No, it was like people in my life. Like they were like, you shouldn't keep doing that because someone's gonna like try to kill you.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
That's a death threat. Death threat.
No, it wasn't. It was like my friends telling me, like, "Hey, just ignore these people.
I'm giving you a heads up. Yeah. Hey, be careful because this might happen."
Yeah, because I like to sometimes like make fun of the people who like say weird and dumb shit to me.
Yeah,
so they're like, "Hey, why don't you tone that down? Because some of these guys seem like really creepy."
Right.
Yeah.
So what are, let's flip the coin on that. What are certain things that men could do to be like, raise a brow, like, oh, I like that.
What do you mean?
Like the opposite of what we're talking about. Like you get a message.
Where they can just like be normal in a message?
Yeah, be normal, but like almost like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this guy.
Just that.
Just what?
Just be like, oh, I like. Oh, wait, what could
a guy say to you on your DM to make you be like, oh, I like him or he's cool?
Like to make me respond?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one because I think there's only been one person who like I've actually like talked to like continuously.
Just on Instagram?
Like who knew me from TikTok.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do that was different than all the rest to stand out in that way?
Oh, he made a joke in my DMs.
So guys, you gotta be funny.
You gotta be funny, guys. Funny enough for me to like borrow the joke and put it on my story. I didn't steal the joke, but he inspired it.
It made you laugh.
It made me laugh, yeah.
Do you remember what he said? Just so people could learn from this.
It was about, do you know the meme, like, there are two wolves inside of me? Do you know that one?
Kinda.
It was
refresh my, yeah, kind of. It was kind of like the angel and the demon, like two.
Yeah,
like,
it's duality. Like there are like two wolves yeah. inside of me, and you know, it'll say like, I don't know.
It did something though.
Two, yeah.
You gave him a
it
shot.
It did something. I don't remember exactly what he said, but.
So guys, make sure to be funny. Say a really funny thing. A yeah. meme. Something
Say
clever.
Something about wolves.
Something about wolves or any animal.
Yeah.
Like an animal type thing.
Animal quote. Type thing always works.
Always works.
Always.
Do emojis work?
It depends on the emoji and how it's used.
Great segue. I love what you're doing. Say that one more time.
It depends on the emoji and how it's used.
What are the go-to ones where they're just bulletproof?
When I'm receiving them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like there are such specific contexts. I think that a lot of times emojis for me, because I'm not a huge fan of emojis. I think.
What are the ones that aren't so annoying?
I like when they're used kind of ironically sometimes, you know?
Never use the heart.
Like the just regular heart?
Heart or heart eyes. No.
No heart eyes.
So guys, no heart eyes, no regular heart, no purple heart, no hearts in general.
I don't like the laughing crying emoji. I don't like that one.
So, okay, let me add on to that. Don't do the laughing or the crying emoji. It's too repetitive. It's too repetitive.
Okay.
Go along with that. It's too repetitive. It's redundant. You don't want to do that. What else?
I think that's it. I think that's it for my list.
What about the celebration one? I used that one. I used the celebration
with the little thing in his mouth.
No, it's
oh, the little like it's
confetti. The
confetti
yeah,
thing.
The gift. The
Those
gift.
Are fine. Those are great.
Because I use that and it hasn't worked thus far as a flirting tool.
Well,
on female stories.
It's a weird message to send. I'm not
wait,
sure.
Wait,
let's
elaborate
on
what do you, wait, call me out. What do you mean?
I'm not, if I received that, I don't know what it would mean.
It doesn't mean, wait, hold up. It doesn't mean anything, does it?
I don't think it does. It
so it's
like
sending nothing.
It's like saying congratulations or something.
Okay, in my mind, I'm like, oh, dude, this is going to work. She's going to notice it. She's going to be like, hey, thanks for... I don't know what's going on in my head. But look, guys, it hasn't worked.
Yeah, maybe switch up the...
What about the house, the home?
I think the house would work. That's like, I want a family with you.
Guys, that's bulletproof. The home emoji, you can't go wrong.
Nope. Home emoji's great.
What about, I asked this to with a previous guest, Harper, a comedian guest last week, and I've been seeing this a lot. It's the surprised.
I like that one.
But what does that mean?
That one's just kind of like.
You know, this one.
Yeah.
But what is that? That's almost like in the gray area too.
I think it's kind of like a whoa.
But what does it mean?
You know?
What? So it's a bad. To get that?
I think it's like you're caught off guard. Like, ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how I think it. Or it's like, what?
I asked this also. You know? What does this mean? This.
Oh, this?
That's a new one.
Isn't that the Italian?
Yeah,
hand?
But what does it mean? This one.
It's just like, oh. That's a spicy meatball. It's like the Italian hand.
Mamma mia. Mamma mia. Cordellini.
Yeah.
That's a spicy. But what does it mean? Oh, but what if.
I think it just means Italian.
Oh, so she's Italian.
I mean.
A female. I'm going to keep her anonymous. Possible future guest.
She could be Italian.
She sent two in a row, though, which really, it really, yeah, two in a row. Boom.
Extra Italian.
Side by side.
Yeah.
Extra meatballs.
Yeah. That's so it's a very extra... Italian thing to do. They don't just send one.
But doesn't this mean it's not condescending, though, is it?
No.
It's just, oh, extra. Wait for do it like
what? It's how, me, Mario.
But
yeah.
What is it? Mario, Luigi. But what does it mean? I'm just trying to. Maybe it doesn't mean anything.
I really have no idea what it means.
I really don't like emojis. Know. I wish emojis never existed.
There's too many now. They keep making them, and I think they need to stop.
Yeah. So, would you respect a man more, let's say, if he's trying to holler at you using no emojis? Old school. Just words.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, that's 2 weeks in a row. Just
be a man. No, use words.
Harper said it, and Katie said it. Use only words with proper punctuation.
Punctuation. I mean, you know, grammar is more important to me, but it's fine.
Because I always thought this, because, you know, like, there's a lot of, like, dating books and stuff. They say, like, you know, these modern-day dating videos on YouTube, they say... You have to act as if you purposely misspell stuff because it lets them know, like, oh, this is no big deal. I'm just in a hurry, so I'm just going to, like, misspell this.
No.
So that doesn't work.
I mean...
You know the psychology, though, that I'm kind of trying to poke at there.
I feel like that wouldn't work on me. If you misspelled something, I'd be like, you didn't know how to spell that word.
So you would notice that.
It depends on the word. It might be, you know, if it's a short word, then it might be.
Right. But what about this? Okay. Obviously, I'm not a female, but I'm just guessing that the way the guy feels about it, if they spell everything perfectly, you know, the proper usages of the period and commas and exclamation points, perfect, like a perfectly written paper, then that shows desperation because they're so concerned about getting everything perfect. Like, what do you think about that angle?
I mean, personally, I don't think anything about that. I think that, like, I don't know. Just for me, like, weird texting games, like, that's putting too much effort into something already is to, like, that, like, you're putting so much effort into making it look like you're putting no effort in. Oh, you know?
I love the way those are beautiful usages of your words there. Yeah,
thank
that was
you.
Well said. Yeah, that's just... So I guess what we're trying to say for the people listening or watching is... Don't put so much thought into it.
Yeah.
Just
go
yourself.
With it. Yeah.
Right?
And you don't worry about punctuation.
Right. What? Now, do you think, because we're really excelling with technology, you know, 5G's popping off. Have you seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
I did, yes. And, I'm really bad at remembering movies,
but you
though,
know what
so
it's
if you're
about.
Gonna ask
oh,
me
but,
specifics.
But it's about, I was gonna, I only
yeah,
brought that
he,
up
like,
as context.
His computer.
Or a robot.
Yeah, a robot.
So do you think in a few years that's gonna shake up the dating world? Like if there's female robots and male robots walking on the street?
There are already people
in
who
Japan,
are-
Japan, probably.
Yeah, probably in Japan who are marrying- I think there were like a few people in Japan who have married their sex robots.
But what's that going to do to the dating market? Are women going to be mad? Because guys will probably, okay, let's go back to the incels and betas and the simps.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best news of the day.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, it's out? They're going to put the $5,000 down?
You got my wife?
Oh my God. I can customize? Natalie Portman face, Scarlett Johansson, whatever. And then, but what's that going to do to the women?
I think most guys would prefer a real woman, you know? Like, I think that if you had the option between a pretty woman and a sex robot, and one of them could be your wife, which one would you go with?
Ask me personally. And I'll try to keep it
straight. I am asking you personally.
Just rephrase it. Let's start from the beginning. Let me just hold up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you had the option to choose between a pretty lady and a sex robot for a wife, which would you choose?
A real woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, a real woman. Are you convinced?
I am. Okay. I believe you.
a real woman. Yeah. Duh. Duh. I don't know. That's such a hard question. Because, fuck, that's a tough one.
Is it? Is a it little a hard bit.
Because
question?
Depending on... Okay, you know what? Let me. I'm gonna bring the term. Okay, I'm gonna bring this movie. The Terminator. Terminator 1. Terminator 2.
Okay.
In Terminator 1, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's the main. He was a certain model, cyborg or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then in Terminator 2, the bad one, is the upgraded version of what Arnold was in the first one.
Okay.
So. It's depending on, like, the progress, because you would think that even the ones in Japan right now that are walking around or wherever in some warehouse or something, they're probably, oh, it looks like a mannequin. Oh, the mouth's moving. Oh, it looks like it's taut, you know. It won't be so accurate as far as portraying, like, a real human being, but... Maybe like 50 years, like I'll probably be dead by then.
Yeah.
But like maybe 50 years down the line or something, you won't be able to distinguish between a real person and like on some Blade Runner shit, like the real synthetics.
They'd probably end up doing that with men too then, right? You know?
I like that you brought that up. Yeah. So.
Because like women don't want that, but if like all the.
Well, why would you. Are you.
Women don't. I don't think women really want sex robots,
or a man android.
I mean,
you know what? You're right, because they have. Why is that? Do you think? I'm just trying to figure. Yeah, because I never thought of that angle.
I think
are women. Will women be hyped on that?
Which one? Androids or sex robots?
Whatever. Well, how about this? An android that has several different usages, it could clean the bathtub and do sex acts or whatever. It could do everything. It could paint the house.
Okay.
It could wash the car. It could do everything.
So basically, it's just like a person. Just like a person, but not a person.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then, you know, what's the issue then? Then it's just like, okay, everyone gets to pick whatever you want.
No, but if I... Okay, let me put myself in a female's shoes. If I was a female,
mm-hmm.
and let's say, because there are probably female betas or simps too, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, I'm a female beta or simp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always alone. I don't do dating sites. I'd never meet people in public at all. My communication skills are zilch.
Yeah.
And then I'm on my computer, and then there's a commercial. Da 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 da! Chad, get your Chad today. Customize in 5 different models. One can Ryan Gosling, Tom Hardy, Leonardo. You know, you could customize your own look and features. You know, then if I'm a female and I'm watching this commercial, I'm like, oh, I don't have to be alone.
Yeah,
I could. There's 5 different models to choose from: Ryan Gosling,
I think it's
Denzel
like...
Washington, whatever. Steven Yeun. If you want it's to go Steven to Asian, yeah, there's all different ethnicities, right?
I think, you know, no hate to the sex robot people, but I think it's like you hit a certain level of loneliness before you get there.
What do you mean by that?
I
well, what level are you talking about?
I feel like you know.
What do you mean?
It's few levels below, like, below you didn't lonely? Think you could get this lonely, you know?
Oh, so there's levels to that, too.
There's levels below that.
There's levels below that.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you call that suicidal? I mean, I'm just, let's call a spade
this
a spade.
This is an alternative I'm trying to call a spade suicide. A spade.
That's the suicide watch. Because you said, okay, this is the lonely level.
Yeah.
But there's levels below there's, the lonely level. And so when you get five tiers down on that.
That sex robot time.
Then that's appealing.
Yeah.
So you're taking to an extreme. I'll give you that. So you're saying when you get to the point where you're about to kill yourself, then you get the Leonardo DiCaprio AI model.
Yeah. That's.
I mean.
I think so.
I mean, I'm think a straight guy, and I might want to get one just to hang out with him or something, you know?
I'd get a robot friend for sure, but it depends on how they are.
They should give you the option, like the that Black Mirror, you know how like the USS Callister, you know, like the Star Trek one where you know, they're in the simulation, whatever, mm-hmm. the computer simulation, but all of the simulated people that they have no sex parts. It's just blank. They should give you a option where it's the like the PG version, like PG version of the android, like, and this one, like, you know, the, you know, has no, it's just a companion.
Yeah.
So do you think there's appeal in that? Just for lonely people that just want companionship?
I think so, but maybe you might fall in love.
Okay, but so then you have this option. So if you happen to fall in love, you can upgrade like a phone. So if you happen to fall in love with your AI, your robot, you could bring it back into the warehouse.
Get an operation.
Exactly.
I think that's a pretty good idea, honestly. I'm pro androids now.
You are?
I'm pro robots,
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this one out. If it was out in the market right now, describe your perfect android. What would the face look like? What would the body look like? What would the speech sound like? Oh, and all geez. That. The butt, I mean, the arms, all that.
Oh, I feel like you're just asking, like, my... Huh.
Or you could just have, like, a...
Corey Wong from...
Did you call me? What the? I was expecting, like, George Clooney, Leonardo, Tom Hardy.
No, Corey Wong or a young Harrison Ford.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a freaking handsome
young
man
Harrison right Ford who can
young
just
like
slap
what
on the
like
bed.
Raiders of the Lost Ark or even a prequel to that.
No, just Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So before Star Wars.
Yeah, somewhere
for Star Wars.
Somewhere between there. Between
Why?
Star Wars.
That's interesting. When so hold up. I want to examine this. Why? Because that's a specific. That's a specific person there. Why Harrison Ford?
I just feel like he's a dreamboat. I feel like he's a hunk.
In what ways? Did you watch Star Wars as a kid or something? And you're like,
no.
I like Han Solo? How did this come about?
I didn't grow up on Star Wars. I don't know. I just like, I think I saw him like as me as an adult. And I was like, I'm into that.
Do you know he was a carpenter?
That makes sense. He's like
my friend Tada. He lives somewhere in the hills. I was going towards Mulholland. He lives in a back house, loft. Harrison Ford lived there, built his own loft. You know, like a ladder, like a wooden ladder that goes up. He lived there, and I'm like, what? That's so cool. This is before he got his break in Hollywood. In the movies and all that.
That's so.
Did you know that?
I did not. He's
so.
The
does
coolest.
That raise? Does that make him cooler?
Absolutely. Yes.
Right?
That makes him so much cooler. As if he like needed to be. You know.
Yeah.
He was already so cool.
But that raised it up a couple notches.
Yeah.
He
raised himself up.
He builds things. Yeah. Construction, building, planning. So Harrison Ford, if you happen to watch,
if you're
this,
watching right now, Harrison
particular
Ford.
Episode of the Stevie Weeby Show 200 something. What's your Katie Saint Onge? That's ONGE. Okay, and she'll check her DMs.
I read all my DMs.
She lives in the greater Los Angeles area, and. What restaurant or?
Oh, you know, I mean, I'm like
maybe Mr. Wong's. I don't know. I'm just trying to. I don't know. Asian food, steakhouse.
Oh, I'm not put picky. It out there. You know, we coffee? Could just meet at a Subway.
You would meet Harrison Ford at Subway sandwich.
Wherever.
Why not?
Why not? It's on Jersey Mike's. Yeah.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. It's fine.
Yeah. Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, time flew by. Now, can we talk about your skits or your website, social media? Like, where could people find you and best support you?
Yeah, I'm Skatey420 on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, but I'm not super
much active on Twitter. Yeah. How could people watch the sketch of the Shirdley's sketch that you were previously on?
Oh, recently? that's up on his YouTube. I think it's called like how Gen Z goes through a breakup or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has your back, by the way. You know that, right?
He does.
Because you know, I didn't tell you this, but I was talking to him. I go, I liked one of his things, and he goes, "Oh, you're having Katie on? She's the best."
Oh.
So that's a homie.
He is a
homie. He put you, you know, yeah, I didn't want to tell you, but he did.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, he did DM me that. He's like, oh, she's the best. She's the coolest. You guys are going to have so much fun.
That makes me so happy.
Were you guys at Fat Sal's recently?
We were.
I used to work there.
Oh, did you see us?
No, it was on one of your guys. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I used to work there. I was the shake guy. I made the milkshakes in the back.
Those are good shakes. Yeah.
So, and so are you, Skatey420, are you, is it the same handle on all of it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything's just Skatey420.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the TikTok? Same?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing? And so, do you have any, have you thought about merch or anything maybe in the future or some?
I've thought about it. I'm leaning against it for now, but maybe someday.
Think about it.
I will think about it.
You know, you should holler at Shirdley's about that. I'm sure he's probably more experienced in like merch and all that.
I think he could probably lead
you in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe at least a shirt or
I could do a shirt. Like Pog Daddy shirts or something.
Yeah. Because there's a niche. Chad. There's a niche for that.
Yeah.
Or a niche.
Niche.
Is it niche or niche?
I say niche, but I think either is niche. Right.
There's a niche for that. Niche. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, something to think about.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time. I still have my announcements. If you like this shirt, our good friend Land created this. Go to infinity-shirt.com. And he just used this as an example of, like, you could put your dog on it and it could go do, 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 you know, or you could, whatever you want to do at home or whatever you want, skateboard, boom, 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 you know, and it could do. Kind of like The Shining, almost, or something, or Dreamscape, yeah? So go to infinity-shirt.com. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. That's the other new podcast. Do you know that we put Bengay on our nutsacks, our penises, and buttholes?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check that out.
Please support it. Is that, are we going above and beyond or what?
That is.
Who does that?
Those are lengths that I wouldn't go for fame, so I commend you.
Just for content. Yeah, we're trying to get views here. What's worse than Bengay to put on anything?
Oh.
Icy Hot.
Icy Hot.
Tiger Bomb. Tiger Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. That's the YouTube channel. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to best support this platform and content. Instagram.com/QUANGOU. StevieWeebyShow.com. Again, if you haven't subscribed to Scissor Bros, go to youtube.com/Scissor Bros today. Those uploads are on Friday, every Friday, and every week there's a new messed up challenge. We're gonna do one with poo in the future. Eating poo.
Eating it?
I haven't won one, a challenge. So I figured, listen to my, just hear me out, my psychology. He beat me in the hot sauce challenge. I didn't win the Bengay challenge. We just ate these jelly beans that they have messed up flavors like rotten egg, booger, barf. Jelly Belly makes them.
Yeah.
And we even ate the other ones with all hot jelly beans. I didn't win that. So I have to take it up a couple notches.
How do you win those?
Whoever gives up first.
Oh, okay.
So whoever with the Bengay.
So you think that you can.
He won't eat my poo.
You think you can eat more poo than him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to force. And this is this is the kicker. I'm going to force him to eat like 8 corn on the cobs the night before. We're gonna go, hey, you eat corn and I eat corn. You know what I mean? You know where I'm going with
that.
Yeah. You think I can win? You think I have a shot?
I think you know the answer. I think you have the drive for it.
Can we show that on YouTube?
You might have to like disclaimer that it's fake, even if it's just.
You're sharp. I have to give you that. That's you're right. That's the way we do it. Thanks so much for your time. Was that easy?
Yes. Thank you.
Did time fly by?
It sure did. Yeah. That was okay.
I have sparkling water. You know, I have sparkling water as well. If you want to,
I might take a sparkling water.
There you
go. Yeah.
Till next time.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry were with Peckers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land, you bless the sand. Stir the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. A spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Holding proud at your door, venture off like Cousteau. Is there an up or below? Would you get plowed in snow?